something that's serious.
In love.
What you singing?
Yeah. So we're live now. We're live. Nice.
We live in the building.
Let me take a sip before I start.
We do want to be
Shandy.
Oh. Yeah, I don't usually drink, but when that is there, I can't leave it alone. Anyway.
And this video is not sponsored by.
No, that's what turned it around. Anyway, then people is back home. Anyway, I should really can't. No, actually, I'm going to do it.
It's from back home. Just rep our people, though, innit?
Rep the people then.
That's it.
No sponsor needed, but yeah, pit on Shandy.
Come on.
Anyway, what was I? Welcome back to Uncommon Sense Podcast. We have been away for 2 weeks now. I think 3 weeks actually. Oh my gosh. This is meant to be a week to week thing, but yeah, this just has to be life, and in it, unfortunately, life gets in the way. Life and we have to do it when we can. So, but it's I'm happy to be back. So,
yeah.
How you man been? You been good?
Well, man, just working.
Yeah. I expect to hear.
Same way.
But bank holiday weekend, actually, I got that. I know you, man, doesn't mean nothing to you, man. But to me, that means something.
Oh, you're not working on a Monday then?
No. Relaxing.
I don't even have the option. I don't think so, to be fair. So it's not even like I'm going to start saying, yeah, I'm missing out. So.
Oh, swear.
Yeah.
That's all right.
But yeah, there's plenty of things to talk about. Anyway, we've been away for 2 weeks and
yeah, things have been going in the
it's
world.
It's been going stupid in the world, like celebrity and politics and real life, actual stuff, things that we should have been seen moving a while ago.
Yeah, I mean, but that's good though. It's finally shifting. I mean, it always has a life, always has a lag time in it. Like physical reality always has a lag time. Mm-hmm. You start to see that lag time just start to happen now. It's like we're catching up with that lag. So it's nice to see that these things starting to shift. Especially like the thing with the whole, I start to understand how people aren't clocking the bigger picture.
Oh, on a vast scale as well.
That was, when you deep, that's 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago, we would have been recording it. You're talking about, that's actually a good time period to actually see that, yeah, it was anything changed. We said we started the revolution.
Heard it here first.
Sometimes I know people didn't even get to that part of the episode and that.
To know clock, to the bigger
I
picture.
I didn't even put it in short. I didn't put it on the Insta. I should, to be fair, post it some other time, but yeah.
It's all right. Well, it's time. But yeah, man. I had to rep natural hair. Do you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
So what's going on in the world right now?
Of course.
So you need the people who have to flip it on something. Dark future.
Yeah. Okay.
They put an afro comb. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was in the hair.
I should have been it. I should have had it there. Just ready. Can't see it.
Missed out.
But you know what I mean? It's necessary. It's necessary. Especially what's been going on. See, we were talking about before, like women and their hair.
We won't start there.
Oh.
We won't start there. Now, it was just because I've just been feeling a few videos, and the one I showed these man earlier, I'll try to put a little clip in.
No, she's someone that's your type?
Yeah, she's my type. Definitely, I like her skin tone.
Oh,
you know, I like dark skin women. She's beautiful. You know what I mean? And I like the fact that you got braids. Like you're embracing your yeah.
Oh, I'm shocked, and I didn't think you were attracted.
Why are you shocked?
I don't know. I didn't think I was this type.
She would think that, but
yeah, nah, you're very beautiful. I like your skin tone again, and you know, you got gorgeous almond eyes, and you know, yeah.
Okay.
So, are you still leaving your balloon unpopular? Is he someone that is your type?
He's attractive. I just didn't think I was his type.
Why are you eliminating yourself? You want the balloon back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah, but it was just a woman getting complimented by another black man about her natural look, her hair being beautiful, wearing braids, and she just didn't expect it. She was like, what? And it was one of those pop the balloon videos. So she disqualified herself off the bat. She just thought, I just didn't think I'm his type. How can you say that if you've ever heard what the man has said? That is just absolutely bonkers to me. And that is probably social media, colonization.
100%.
And how the world around you and perception of having to like be in to get jobs.
No, yeah.
To be even from to be start, like start, let's not go there. Sometimes to be even in school, you can't even wear it. Yeah. So if it's just been beaten out of you, pause since then.
And also
it's just a battle that you're fighting, I think, daily by for women just to think like I like myself. It's a battle for them. I understand, but you've got to try. This is you. Like, what are we doing here,
you've
man?
You've got to learn how to love yourself.
You've got to learn how to love yourself.
Where is that your head? Do you know what I'm saying? It's you,
man. Like, you see us. We don't. We love it. We want to see natural hair. I'm gonna take a picture. And we would just say, "Ching." Yeah. Like, we'll see you in the behind the camera. And man's wearing his natural hair. I'm wearing mine. It's braided. Mm. Yeah, braid your hair if you want to, man. I know it's hard to deal with, but twist we love up, it. Twist it up. It. Satin. Yeah, even put a hair wrap. Head wrap. Yes. I don't care. Sometimes when you're just looking at the weave, it looks nice. Don't get me wrong. It's just like. What's underneath it?
So that's what you're saying the issue is then? Is it wigs? Is it weaves? Like
all of it.
What's the kind of thought
process? It's all of it at the end of the day. I don't mind it, but when it's the everyday wear and you don't actually just, you forget. And then you know what happens, unfortunately? You wear these things and then it ruins your natural hair and it ruins like the edges and stuff like that. And then you have to carry on wearing them or the relaxing. So don't start looking at me and start saying, oh, this man don't know what he's talking about. I understand why you do it because you say your hair is hard to deal with. But how dare you say that at the end of the day? Because it's you. You're trying to say yourself is hard to deal with. You've got to love yourself. What is hard to deal with about yourself? You every day should be about you.
That's it.
That's a bar.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's a bar. That's
it's passion, isn't it? It's actual, like, I love to watch, see black women. I love to see white women wear their natural hair. Why are you doing your stupidness sometimes as well, fam? Like, right. What are we doing? Like, but I'm black and I'm talking for my demographic of people. So, and when I see it and people and women are just giving me I call them excuses about the hard to deal with. You demand to actually cut us down. You don't really like it. Okay. Social media might tell you that man don't like it. So the men at the top that you might be battling for that you don't really need are saying that we don't like it. But the man on the ground, us down here, we love the thing, you know.
The grounded man. I mean? I got a question. What's your thoughts? Like, is there any on just where that comes from, where that kind of thought process is coming from, where they're like that belief system of like, okay, almost what you're saying is like a self-hatred of their hair. So what's your kind of thoughts?
I think it's a little bit more multifaceted, definitely. Okay. So it's come down through people saying good and bad hair. Good hair is closer to white hair. Bad hair is furthest away from that.
Okay.
That's usually a thing. So stemming from people above you, older lot, that would tell you that, wouldn't they? Uh-huh. Older generation, but that obviously comes from them not being able to get work in the workforce, you know, when they're going out and such. So their hair would be classed as a nuisance. So they'd have to either wear fake hair, you know, horse hair or Indian hair.
We stopped with that, bro. It's the Indian hair.
To get an Indian hair. So when it comes to, because Indians don't really cut their hair, but what they do is they go through, I can't remember what it is, but they go through a certain ritual where if their life is going bad,
they cut their hair.
They cut their hair. So all of the hair, and they see that as a, like a renewal.
Rebirth.
So all that, rebirth. So all of that hair, that's where all the negative energy is.
Okay.
And then us lot come and collect it up and say, oh, we're going to put it up.
You got Brazilians, you know what I mean? You got Brazilian hair, and you got, I don't even know
different
them.
Different types, but.
I don't know them. What, how many different types of hair can you just name off the back?
Brazilian, Peruvian.
Probably got Argentinian in there as well.
Obviously, we said Indian.
Yeah, of course, you've got the Indian hair. The horse hair as well.
So give us one more.
Synthetic. Obviously, synthetic.
That'll do. So we've got four there.
That's just five.
That's five. I don't know. But there you go. So
just off the back.
Yeah, just off of that. And people are just putting that in their head. I'm like, yeah, I don't think it's a good thing.
We don't.
Of course, we've got real human hair. Human hair, so you don't even know what human or where it comes from.
So it's a mix up. Stop it. Pick and mix. You don't need to.
That's it. You definitely don't need
to.
Don't do it. But yeah, I think it's definitely multifaceted. There's many different things, and now people have taken it, and it's now a life choice every day. So I don't know. Maybe it's a form of acceptance just in general. Mainly if it's a fitting in thing.
You're forced to fit in.
Yeah.
You have no choice, but you do have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's the mad thing about it, because at the end of the day, we've created this division, but we're all just humans. So we don't need to look at each other with all this division at the end of the day, but it's easier said than done. Mm. I know.
We've been indoctrinated within our thought processes though to have to be divided.
Yeah, but from the get-go, jump.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not even talking about the last 50 to 60 years, 100 years. I'm talking the last 1,000 years, 2,000, 3,000. Like, we've been from the jump. So fighting a losing battle here, but however, you don't need to actually fit into those constructs. You can just choose not to be like that on your day to day. And I try to be like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I've seen, I grew up with sisters in it. So I've seen like sisters wear weaves, wigs, all the rest. And I see why they use it sometimes. Like there is a place. I do think it's, you got to be careful of what you're putting in your head though, because obviously that is your head, it's an extension of yourself. So like any energy you carry on you is going to be carried within you. That's just, and it's going to hold its place within yourself. So you've got to be very, very careful of those kind of things. However, like for instance, my sister ain't dyed her hair. I'm just gonna use one in particular, right? My little sister, she ain't dyed her hair. She hasn't dyed her hair before.
Right.
There's times though where she'll have like, she wants to have brown hair or like a lighter skin tone, lightest toned hair, like blonde highlights, whatever. And she wants to have a certain style. And she's like, I could do this, but it means I have to go through all this procedure and do this damage to my hair and this. Mm-hmm. Or I can braid my hair, slap this on my head, go out, get my pictures, have my night, look the way I want to look, feel pretty and all the rest of it in the ways that I want to feel pretty, and then come home, take that off my head, not wear it for a few months or whatever, and then, do you know what I mean? So
I've heard it.
There's an occasion for it, and it's like, it's not being used on a day-to-day. So when it's being used time and place, I'm like, we all have our vices, we all have our ways of making us feel good, all the rest of it, and I'm like, I'm not against it then.
Everything in moderation.
Because it's in moderation, right? So you're it's in moderation, so I'm not against it in those situations. I can see why black women may feel a type of way, especially darker skinned women, about their hair tones, or their hair texture, sorry. And the reason I say that is because like there's a stigma and there's a teaching when it comes to the black community, when it comes to darker skin tones. It's getting better now, but even growing up, I'm thinking of like when we was kids, mm-hmm. like the stuff that I would hear about darker skin tones. Like, and although there was a contradiction, it's like, darker the berry, sweeter the juice. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, get out the sun, you blackie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
100%. You know what I'm saying? 100%. What?
Crazy word.
Hold on. Darker the berry, sweeter the juice, but you don't want me in the sun because I'm too dark.
Because I'm too dark. You don't need to get dark, that's it.
What's the truth? What's actually within you? So although consciously you may be like, we may be being taught darker the berry, sweeter the juice. And that's what we're being told in those moments. Subconsciously, what we're being taught through the behaviors of how we're being treated on a regular basis, and how we're seeing the darker skinned people who are older than us act and respond and monkey see, monkey do, they are operating on a way it's like, nah, I need to be lighter skin toned. I need to stay away from the sun. And then there's these comments that the darker skin tones get. So then there's this perpetuation of hatred that then it stems from within, because it's now within your mind, that then it's like, all right, cool. So if this is bad about me, what else is bad about me? And you're like, you got coarse hair. It's like, you got coarse hair. It's like, oh, you got coarse hair. That's not good hair. Like you were saying before.
Yeah, 100%.
It's not good hair. So now you can't have long hair because you got coarse hair. Mm. Because that's not good hair. So we're going to hide that. We're not going to allow you to show that, relish that, and like be proud of that. But then it also be way Afro and black proud, a proud black. Like, it's like these contradictions is real and it's there. So I can see where like the contradictions in the language comes from, where they're like, with these women are like, oh, I love my hair, I love myself and this, that, the other, but then in their actions are showing otherwise. Mm-hmm. I can see that because there's a contradiction in everything, in your whole reality has had a huge contradiction, right? So naturally you're going to pick up on some of those things. What I would say, however, is like, when you're kind of talking about your hair in certain ways, when you're looking at these excuses, kind of ask yourself, if a white person was saying that, what would it sound like? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was real locked in, but 100%.
Imagine they come in with the Afro wig and stuff, like, nah, I'm just not feeling my hair today.
I don't like my natural hair. You know what I'm saying? It's dirty, it's greasy. Do you know what I'm saying? It's dry and it's straight.
It's thin and I don't like it.
I don't like it. It's like, I want it bushy and I want it like this and I want it like that. You're going to be like, why don't you like yourself? Right. Why don't you like your hair? Instantly. What's
some
going
of, some
on
of
there?
It can get all nasty and wiry and everything, you know, man. And they're still just rocking it.
No problems.
No problems.
Because society hasn't told them that there is a problem. Mm. Like, do you know what I mean? So it's like, if they, because they haven't had that societal pressure where it's like, there is an issue here. They're not seeing an issue there, because there is no issue there. It's just their hair. It's an extension of themselves. They shouldn't feel a type of way about their hair. Yes, you should clean your hair if it's dirty and all the rest of it. That's one thing.
Yeah.
That's the one. That's one thing.
But what you just said there, that's literally as simple as that. Don't make no sense, man.
But
it's as simple as an attachment from me. If I'm not trying to do madness, I'm making it look all extravagant, actually distract people. What the hell? Why you've even got a comment on it?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is it doing to you? How is it offending you?
Yeah. And it's like, even within myself, like, I've looked at my hair funny. Like, when I used to have, like, even growing up, I was told, like, if my hair's, when my natural hair was in an afro, if it was in a picky afro, it don't look good.
It doesn't. Yeah. We know that. We all know that. You know that in yourself.
Nah, but.
Bruv, you know that in yourself when your afro is not to the standard of what you want it.
Then... want it, but that's a different thing. But I mean, like it's not acceptable for me to leave my house and go to the shop because I've got a picky afro. I'm like, well, I can't have a picky afro, bro.
It's my choice.
Yeah, but not even just my choice.
There's a stigma behind it.
There's a stigma behind it.
Wrong. That is even more kinky and coy than what it should be at that point.
Right. That's what I was trying to say. Mm. Thank you perfectly. So like when, just for instance, I'm just going to use like an Indian person, a white person or whatever. They go out. They got out in their bed hair. They're in their bed hair. They jump out of their bed and they slide off to the shop. No one bats an eyelid. I know a guy to do that same thing. People are going to be looking, they're looking at, I'm feeling the type of way about my afro. They're looking at me funny about my afro. I'm even looking at me funny about my own afro.
Well, even that's like, crazy. Do you feel like that even when it's like presentable, how it's like now?
Oh no, I love it like this, what you mean?
Even when people are going to look at you. Regardless.
Oh yeah, I get that. It's a beautiful afro, I'd look too. Yeah. When I see afros around, I'm like, yes. I'm like, yeah,
right. Can't help yourself.
Yeah, man, I'm like, yo, you got a clean afro. Sometimes like, I'll even big them up and show some love and all the rest of it, because like, you don't see too many people like unapologetically just showing their afro, especially not in today's generation. It's a lot of styles, and I'm not against the styles. I wear styles. I love the styles as well. Like, I'm not saying that's a problem, but it's just, that's just the fashion of today. That's the style. That's the...
But you can wear natural styles. That's what we're trying to say.
I'm agreeing with that. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's I'm for. That's so that's why I'm like... Yeah, that's the...
If you want to braid your hair and have it cane-rolled all the time, it looks good, man.
Yeah, it's clean.
If you want to add a little extension on their cane-rolled too, don't really mind that too, but it's cane-rolled, you know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
I don't care, I'm not trying to
make them longer, that's
But it's when the 24-7 weave and the 24-7 wig and you're gassing up the wig like it's life.
Like it's the thing.
Oh, like it's your hair.
Yeah.
Or like you, yeah, that's when
this
I'm
is
like...
my hair, I'm like...
I paid for it.
It's like, can we get in the water then? Talking about this, you'll dry that shit off.
To be fair, it's funny. Some of them just don't give a toss, they just go and do it regardless.
Yeah, I like that. They're the ones that don't care, though, innit? Like you said, they don't care, and it's like it's not a thing for them, though, for them to have that. Like, the hair's just the hair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just wearing this because of this, that, and the other. So if it gets mashed up on the wrist, I'm like, whatever, don't matter. But I think that's nice. I think so. I do see where obviously. That whole conversation of like that self-hate does come from, because it's even been within myself. I don't know if it's been within you two's. You've not experienced it, not seen it. You couldn't care less, not had that.
I relish.
Oh, fair enough.
Relish it sometimes.
Yeah.
I love the confrontation, you know. I'm a bit mad when it comes to it.
You like that?
Yeah, man. When they had it in school, I used to be like, oh, it's my turn.
Yeah, okay.
You want to try that with me? All right, cool. Fabian, we think that you might have to... cut your hair, and well, they actually tell me they wanted me to plait it again because then I had my hair out.
Yeah.
That's when the end of it. So year 11 ish when I started to have my hair bigger and that. I was just like, what? Mm-hmm. I said, okay, so how is it affecting you? And they were like, well, we just think it's distracting to the other people. I said, really? I said, really?
Mm.
Really? Literally was just looking, I was like, what are we doing here? So I said, are we going to go and I can do a case study with you right now and go, literally, I'm just mocking it at this time. I remember it's like, it was plain day, it was yesterday. So we can go in lesson and ask my friends and in people in this class, is my afro distracting them? My afro wasn't even as big as yours right now. It weren't that. And I'm just looking at this woman, I'm like, please tell me yes. Please. She goes, no, we don't need to go and do that.
Of course you don't want to do that. You like, know what's coming. Yeah. It makes you feel uncomfortable.
It doesn't sound right, does it, to you? I said, we are in year 10 now. I probably was a year 10 or year 11. I'm established. Mm. People know who I am.
Yeah,
they're not going to get distracted by anything unless I'm distracting them as a person.
Yeah.
Like, my hairstyle is not going to do that. Maybe in year 7 and 8, you might be able to get away with such things because people are new and they're going to pick on people because they may have something different. Yeah. You might get away with that there and then, and you might be saving someone from being bullied. However, that ain't going to run with me now. Stop that.
It's different, isn't
it? Please relax.
Fair enough.
I was waiting for it, man. I was like, really? I was at this time now. Mm. and you know who I am as well, and that's what it was even worse about it.
Fair enough.
But yeah. I said I love it now, so I love it.
And I didn't have long hair like that then.
I remember you had short hair.
My long hair got cut. I had to cut my long hair at year six.
Same.
How comes you had to cut your long hair though?
Because I wasn't looking after it.
Oh, see, no, mine was being looked after. My mum was like, I'm having twins. I ain't got the time and energy to be helping you look after your hair, plaiting it, and just that the other. I'm gonna have twins to look after. You cut out your hair. I cried. I cried and begged her for like 6 months because she gave me advance notice. She was like, after a couple of months of the kid, that she'd got to a certain point in the stage, and she's like, yeah, I'm having twins. She's like, you'll get that hair going. So she gave me like good 6 months ahead. I begged for 6 months, please let me keep my hair. Every case, no. I was trying to pull up every.
You didn't have case. No one else who could plait it for you. You think that's probably at the time is different, isn't it?
It's we did. It's just like the efforts of that mum would have had to go to get that done. Though it's like you got to go to someone's house. Who's taking you? I'm the one who drives. I've got to take you to this place. I've got two.
Oh, I feel sorry for you now, man.
It was dread.
That's hard.
I would have had long hair for my whole entire life. My whole entire life.
Me.
You know,
cold.
Oh, it was dread. So it went until like 20, I think 21. I came back from Essex and I was like, grab my hair back.
So I,
that time
I had I had short hair up until year four, and I started growing my hair in year four. My hair grew like weed real quick at that time. Yeah, so I had cane roads in like 4 months, it was stupid. It was dumb. Yeah, and there was a woman over from St. Lucia at this time who was dating another one of my cousins. She was cold at braiding hair.
Nice.
Yeah, so she was braiding hair from the moment my hair was just even gripsable. I don't even know how she was doing it.
She got magic fingers.
Yeah, and I had it from year four to year six, and then in year six, my mum was like, "You're not looking after your hair. I'm looking after your hair." And then at this time, your hair's not even long like that for you to have to say like, "I'm gonna have to do the hard work to wash it and that," because you understand how to wash your hair. Because I was doing it, and then I wasn't doing it. Mm. So you know what I mean? I've got no leg to stand on. Mm. So she just cut it. She said, "We're going barbershop. Cut it off." Year six till year ten, I didn't really have long hair, but that's like getting high top. And then the best way to get your high top out really is just to keep growing it or just chop it off and start again. So I cut it down to a mid size, and then we just screw it, and then the afro was just going, bro, for like year 11.
Makes sense. Yeah,
that's Chris.
Yeah, that's decent.
It's completely different for me though.
Why?
My hair was too thick, and then I cut it off again anyway.
My hair was too thick when I was younger.
Thick.
Yeah. My hair is very coarse right
Brillo
now.
Brillo pad hair.
Not even Brillo pads, just too curly. So my mum would actually twist my hair, it
there's
would
like names for these, for the like,
that's how thick
textures
it was,
of hair,
innit? Like 4C or 4, whatever it is.
No, yours is way past that.
Yeah. But when my mum used to braid my hair, it used to cut her cuticles. Yeah. So that's why mum was like, I think when I got to a certain age, I was like, okay, I'm not doing your hair anymore. But Kalima's here and Set, so my younger brothers, they had better hair than, well, my mum would say better hair. Even innately, I'd say better. See how it comes out? But they would have
hair. They have less coarse hair to deal with.
It
is technically easier to deal with. Like, there's harder and easier. We're not going to say it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
Like, you still got to do it, though. It's you.
So, yeah, so she would do their hair. My hair, I always had to cut my hair. But then I think maybe about a year ago, I had the high top.
And breaking,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, stuck in there.
Okay, but yeah, so about a year ago, I started to grow my hair. For you, she was like, "Why don't you just grow your hair out?" I was like, "All right." I had my high top on, had a little twist up thing up there, and I was like, "You know what? Yeah, fine. I'm just gonna grow it from this." So that's what I've done from last year. Mm. It's grown out quite a bit. I semi looked after it. But more recently I have. So the first couple months I didn't, because I never looked after my hair.
Went through it, COVID.
Yeah. Then a couple of months I've grown it, and it's actually grown in a staggering amount.
Mm.
Even though my hair looks short and curly, but if I stretch it out, it's just long. Hair curls so tight.
If you saw my hair, my hair was just plait last Monday, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
But the day before that, people were asking me, like, I cut my hair and that. Mm. I was like, no. I said, my hair just shrinks when there's no water in it, and I can't be asked to keep combing it out each day and that. I just spray it up, comb it and then I pat it down and I put my skull cap on it and then I put my put my hat on it. So it's like proper just down. Yeah, and then I come back the next day and my hair's like this. They're looking at me like, what? How? I said, bro, I'm a blow dryer. You don't know what a blow dryer can do, bro. A bit of water. It's crazy. Yeah.
Yours is 4C 100%. Plus, I swear down.
Yeah, it's 4C plus, definitely.
It's not even a 4C plus, but it's 4C plus, bro.
I'm 5C again, that's where I'm at.
5C?
Oh, I'm saying.
No but joke.
Yeah. But yeah, I think I got this off my chest now.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to cut women down, but I love black women. With
it's not
one.
That same way.
Yeah, it's as just... much as you might say she's light skinned, she is not light skinned. So, yes.
it's a thing of, like you said, though, it's like because you love them, you're holding them accountable. So I've seen a thing where it's like men showing love is holding you accountable. Like that's a key way that men show love. It's like holding you accountable to a certain standard. It's like, you want more for them.
I don't
want to
go there.
We won't even get into that. But it's like you're holding them accountable. So you're like, look, here's a standard. Forget what this standard that we've been given. Your hair isn't nasty. Your hair isn't dirty.
Take effort.
Your hair is going to take effort. It's only taking. You only see it as taking effort because of the perception that you've been given. That perception can change. Your hair is beautiful. Relish it. Celebrate it.
And it's going to take effort in like looking after your hair, but it's going to take effort in changing this narrative.
Yeah.
That's what we've all got to do. We've all got to actually just come together and say, we don't care.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, like, it's my hair. If you want to carry on wearing your weaves, go and wear your weaves because you're going to be your hair at the end of the day, do your thing. We're just going to tell you that we don't dislike you for your natural hair. We love you for your natural hair. That's what it is at the end of the day. So don't start using it as a reason to not wear it because we are not going to respect you and love you for it. Because definitely the people on the ground and my people here and the people that I'm around on a day-to-day basis, that's not the normal talk that we talk between us, man.
And if that's what he's chatting, to blood clot with him.
You know what I mean? Move on, man.
And all honesty, when you don't have your natural hair, that's what completely has turned me away and turned me off of so many black women, sadly. When I don't see you, I'm being genuine.
Man, this was like
100%.
I saw the hurt in his eyes that he says.
Nah, seriously, so many. And it's just like, that's the one thing. The first thing I look at you, I see your hair and it's not yours. I'm like, to me, it doesn't compute. That's like me coming up to you and I've got fake muscles on or I've got a fake beard on and that's what you're seeing first. You're like, what the fuck is this
there's
guy
other
doing?
Things though, man. Come
nah,
on,
big
man.
My thing. If I come with some fake beard, you can tell it's a fake beard.
Yeah,
I'm bro, like, look at this shit, G. Yeah, this is the thing. You're going to be looking at me like, what are you doing? You're a dickhead.
There's not many things men can fake,
say,
you know.
The fake beard is a Caucasian beard. It's orange and it's long and straight. I'm like, imagine. Oh yeah, look at
me.
That's
cold.
That's crazy work.
That's
personally for me why I've stayed away in certain situations.
But imagine if we did the thing, bro, and we've got weaves and like sew-ins and whatever they call them, lace fronts.
Oh, my name are doing that.
I know they're doing it, but you know how much you can get ridiculed.
There must be a reason for them to do that. As in like, they're going bald and they need to do it. But that's a different thing.
That's not a different thing.
But that's completely different.
No, that's not a different
before
thing.
We move on, before we move on then.
For leisure.
Oh, go on.
Do you know why that's not a good... Because what you're hearing is, because you're going bald, now I'm going to do this. That's self-hate. You are going bald.
Oh, accept your baldness.
Accept your baldness, bro. Oh, okay. Why are you out here I'm going to go get myself an implant.
You see that man, where it's just this?
Then, yeah?
Nah, trips to Turkey ain't accepted, bro. Oh, what we
you
doing?
See that man where it's just that bit there and they got the sides that are growing out?
Yeah, yeah.
I respect that man. They don't care about nothing.
Nothing.
They got it all with confidence. They got
it all. You respect my man.
Do you know what I'm
you respect them more than balls.
Or you see the man with the hats on all the time. You don't even know they're balls in the car.
You don't even know.
You respect the man that has the crown or the baldness more.
Huh?
Is the crown or the baldness respected more then?
Because the baldness is a thing of like...
Equal.
Your hair's gone bald. Bald man or bald man. It is what it is, isn't it? But when you've got like the crown, the hair coming around the sides and you just got the bald top bit and you're still rocking it, sometimes you even got the twists and stuff around the side.
I see
that's too much. Leave that.
I see that.
Confidence, the Kimbo slice. Unreal.
The Kimbo slice.
What he's respecting is that. He's respecting the mentality. Bro, cut it off. Let it go.
Yeah, man.
Let it go.
Let it go.
You ain't got that hair no more.
So that's what I'm saying, man. Like, trips to Turkey not accepted now.
Nah, man. That's a form of self-hate as well. Shame, that's man. Just in
the... To Turkey? What's that for?
Trips to Turkey, bro.
To revive your hairline.
It's an actual thing, bro.
Oh, the hair implants?
Yeah, they're a thing, man.
Bro,
some people go to the airport. Some they people take you go to the whole place to give you the
early.
Whole.
Let's say it's in your genetics.
Do you know
and
what?
You're going bald mad early.
The one
go
thing.
Go Turkey and get yourself done.
Do you know
man?
The so one thing?
Yeah.
No, no, no. Do you know the only leeway you have with that is when they're taking the hair off of your own head?
But yeah, that's what they do. They take it off the side.
That's what I'm saying. No, no, no.
And then they put it on the top.
Certain man ain't got that to do that with. So,
but if you've got that far, it is what it is.
Yeah,
bro.
I think for those,
I didn't think that was an option. I thought that was it. I thought you only could take your hair from other places and just.
That's what I thought.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's it.
Yeah.
They have to take because this head back here always grows. Apparently, it's always threatened. So they take this and then they put that there.
It's still a mad thing. It's still a form of self-hate because you're not accepting where you are in life.
No, my cousin was filthy fellas the other day. And my man on there was looking, who went to Turkey prior. His name's John Wick on there in real life, man. It's called the way he calls himself. He wouldn't know man's real name, but yeah, he went Turkey and it looks all right still.
And I'm not saying it doesn't same with wigs and weaves. I don't say it doesn't always look bad. Like, it can look very, very good. Well, and even with man who wear the flipping... But what I'm saying is a form of self-hate. Regardless of how you look at it, you're not accepting where you are in life.
Right.
And you are like, no, I'm not accepting this. I'm going to now go through myself through a surgery to now allow myself to like myself. That's what you're doing.
All right. Noted. Do you understand what you're saying?
So I'm like... And I think we see that a lot with the black men in general. We see a lot of self-hate perpetuated. I mean, and it ends up putting us in some pickles. Can definitely do. 100%. I mean,
he might be sleeping with young white women.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Instead of sleeping with women of your own age.
Right.
Well, not even your. I don't mind 20 years younger is calm, but yeah, 40 nearly. Crazy. But Shannon.
Oh, no, we're moving into
Shannon.
What's happening? So yeah, I only seen him at like an airport or something like that. That's what I've seen him.
All right, cool. What?
Lay down the groundwork.
All right, basically, I've watched Shannon Sharp for years.
That's what I'm saying for you, lay down the groundwork.
This means different, isn't it? Right. So I watched him at the back end of his career playing for the Ravens in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I watched him when he was first got onto ESPN doing his first take thing here and there as a cameo. Then he got his show with Skip Bayless on FS1. Now he's come back to First Take because he fell out with Skip, who is his co-worker, because he felt like he was being spoke down to because of another white man that had given him a position. Mm. So he's gone through all these different struggles in the eyes of the American public. So this is how they're looking at him now, and they look at him a bit different, like he's a staple of the black community.
Mm.
So now he's gone and done this. That's why it's waves and it makes its way over here, innit? Because he's actually a voice over there now, innit? So he's got a podcast called Nightcap. I watched that. I won't watch it daily, but there's a period of time when I can just go over and I'll binge watch it for the week, you know what I mean? And I watch it. If you watch that on a normal thing, bruv, he actually speaks about what he's gone and done on a regular. This is not...
Yeah, he's open and honest with
it. He's honest with this. He likes young white gal. Okay. Like, he's not said this is not a thing, and he likes young women in general.
Right.
So, but however, for what this... To what he's done, basically, he's met a girl when she was 19.
Mm. So, time out quickly. When he says young, you don't mean like underage. Let's just...
No, he doesn't mean young. 19. That's why I started off with 19. She's of age. However, but she is young, isn't it?
Compared to him, though, how old is he?
He met her, bro.
Depends on what state you're in.
No, in America, 19 is... 18 is legal to sex, I'm pretty sure.
18. How old is he?
Or 21.
Nah, 21 is drinking.
Oh, I thought it was both.
How old is he?
Both. Oh, okay, cool.
56.
Oh, 56. And he's liking what? 18, 19 year olds.
Yeah. Young.
Let me see.
That side eye is crazy.
That's a bit far fetched.
I wish you could see the side eye that this man just gave. The side eye.
You're 56,
man. 56. So yeah, he met her when she was 19, apparently, in the gym in LA.
Right.
Yeah, she's an OnlyFans model. Can't remember her name off the top of my head, so I'm not going to try and butcher it or anything.
But doesn't matter.
She's an OnlyFans model. Mm. He's obviously met her. The relationship was over 3 to 4 years apparently, and it was a very role-playing thing that they were up to. They like to talk nonsense to each other, and there's explicit text messages that have been leaked that tell you the extent of how they talk to each other. Yeah,
like that.
I'm not gonna try and go into it off the top of my head. I don't have it on my phone like that, but
slap up on the screen.
Yeah, I'll find it and put it there.
Crazy.
Note that Ella. I think that's that. Yeah, I remember. But so she's of. They've obviously. Oh, during that time of it, I had a relationship. Obviously, I think it was about 6 to 7 months ago. Shannon Sharp had a video of, not a video, but a recording of him having sex with another person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
that got leaked, didn't it?
That got leaked. She messaged him at that time and saying, oh, I feel cheated on. I'm jealous. You got to pay for what? For this back, 25,000 a cheek, I think it was, or something like that.
Mm.
That was in the text messages. That was one of them I remember off the top of my head.
Sorry, quick one, but I got a quick question, though.
Go on, go on.
You see them texts, yeah, the role play in that. Did anything have to do with slavery?
I don't remember. I don't remember seeing that particularly, okay. But one of them
was
like,
to make sure, innit?
She wanted like baby gravy up in her, like dark man's baby gravy up in her and things, stuff like that. So this is the kind of stuff that they're talking about. So she's texting that to him. So
race play. Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right, okay. Yeah. That's a little fetish. I'm on from a different rate. Okay.
So,
right. Yeah.
So
I that's get from her point of view.
Then Then there's a telephone call.
Big 50-year-old man at the time, probably.
And this is what I'm talking about with the self-hate. Scott, self-hate will get you in trouble. Go on, sorry, favorite.
There's a telephone call next. And in there, he's talking to her and starting throwing demands and saying, you ain't going to do this. You ain't going to do that. And like, I'll come over there and choke you and da-da-da. So they don't know if they're still carrying on the role play crap that they usually do over the telephone. So it could be taken in a different way. So that's why Shannon's trying to say, like, you need to release the whole telephone call. And it's like, they've got a 3-minute clip of them having sex, apparently, and it's a bit rough and or not on the way, not helping on his side.
Mm.
However, Shannon said, release the whole 10-minute clip. And he said that more or less the day after all this business started. Mm-hmm. He said, release the 10-minute clip. And he come up with a whole video of him sitting there talking about how this is a shakedown and da da da. But as time's gone on, we've got more information, I'm pretty sure, of that. They offered money, hush money, before
like
this.
That.
Previous. What else happened? There's some other stuff going on. But yeah, Shannon's in the pickle. I'm not going to try to go more into it. I'm not the detective. I don't really care like that. But yeah. That's what he did. We're trying to say, at the end of the day, what are you doing, man?
It's crazy work.
What are you doing?
Big man.
50-something-year-old man.
56-year-old man, and you're moving to 19-year-old girls in the gym. What can you talk about with a 19-year-old girl at 56? I barely can talk about shit to... I'm 30 nearly, and with a 19-year-old, because I even got the patience to deal with a Gen Z. They're like kids.
They're not even
but my man's 56, and all this madness is going on. All right, so all this madness has happened. So now he's just in a bit of a pickle.
Yeah.
That's from all of this, right? Mm-hmm. So what's his next step? What's going on? Why do I see man at like the airport as saying as if like he's trying to flee?
Nah, cash, like bro, no. Man's podcast Nightcap hasn't stopped, you know.
Oh, okay. So man's daily. Still doing his thing.
Daily.
Oh, okay.
That's on daily. Like, that ain't stopped. Right. As he said, every Monday to... I think it's every day, actually, because the playoffs is on. But he stepped down from ESPN at the time. Not permanently. Mm. He actually gave a day when he's going to come back. Like, they didn't sack him.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, this is things, he's not really losing these things. You know what I mean?
Mm.
He was about to sign some kind of $50 million deal with another company for his actual podcasting and stuff like that.
Mm.
So this is what they believe, like, they got wind of him about to sign this deal. And, oh, no, I think it was a $100 million deal and they want $50 million in whatever it is, this lawsuit is for $50
million. Hey!
Yeah. So they obviously knew that man was coming into money. And that's why they're calling it a shakedown.
Money's always
but however,
money, but
what are you doing? Why are you in this situation? And we shouldn't be here. So I'm just going to just leave it at that.
Doc, you got anything you want to say?
I don't know what, like, it just doesn't make sense. As you said, why is my man in this situation in the first place? It don't make, bruv, OF models and all this other thing. You're just setting yourself up for failure. Like the person who you are, the status that you're at,
mm-hmm.
and all these things have happened, and you're deciding, say, fair play, you got whatever you want, you like your little young girl, but for you to actually then go and act upon that as opposed to being someone who's experienced and actually has a bit of common sense,
you
to not do that and hold yourself accountable. And then you're in a situation, and like, bro, you've walked yourself into the maze and you can't get out, nigga. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, but you can deal with young gal, but you've got to know that you're doing with it. Sorry, man, you got to play the game.
Yeah,
I've watched enough of these men at the top who are around you, who are mocking you now. Man like Cameron from Cameron and Mace, they got their podcast. It is what it is. Their man were having fun. He was like, come on, man. The problem is that you're actually too old to be doing this.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you might have, you're past the, you could be doing that at like late 30s, maybe your early 40s. But now, bro, you should be at home.
That's what I'm saying.
You should be at home with somebody else, like, living your thing, bro.
And this is why I call it, that's why I connect it to self-hate, innit? Because why would you, or why else would you do that? Because if you love yourself, and truly like yourself as a person, you wouldn't be following up on those actions and behaviors and behaving in such a way where you can be in such a compromising position. Like, how many other black men have you seen be in the same position? Like, with the longevity of your career, and you know some of these black men personally. So like us, where we've seen these on Celebrity and we've seen it on TV and this, that, the other. You've been in and around these people, these athletes, these men, and known and seen the situation that they are going through firsthand, and seeing how detrimental it can be to you as a person career-wise, as a person mentally, as a person emotionally, as a person financially, and you are out here going and doing the exact same thing.
It's just because
Money
must give you some kind of like complex to feel like you're actually untouchable. When you get to a certain stature of like celebrity and a certain stature of wealth, you must feel like you can just do one, innit?
I hear it, but flipping, look how this is playing out. Like, you're not, you're human, innit? I got a message, I got a message for the black man. Listen, black man. black man. Black men, seriously, for a second.
When you're up, leave the white people alone.
Black man,
stay with your black woman and do your thing, man.
Black man, if you're being fetishized by any individual, that is a red flag and stay far away. Because if they're fetishizing you, there is the moment they have reached their fantasies and they've got what they want from you, they are now going to start looking and behaving as they have without the fetishes, though. So they're going to start now looking to monetize you, because that's all you are. You're monetization to them. They are monetizing you. The thing that they're monetizing, however, is their sexual desires and their fantasies through you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And now that they have lived out those fantasies and they've monetized you in that way, they are now going to look at other ways they can monetize you, because that's all they've been doing in the first place. They've been monetizing you. So now what ways can they monetize you? And if you're a rich black man, successful black man, they can monetize your peace. They can monetize your pockets. If you're not one of those, they can monetize you emotionally or whatever. And maybe they can run your pockets as well. To some degree, every man can get his pockets run in it if they allow it.
100%.
So like, be more sensible with your decision-making when it comes to these things, because these people do not care for you if they are, if they are fetishizing you like this. They do not care about you. They will do this with another person who looks just like you. It's not about you. It's not about how you look. It's not about how you make them feel. It's nothing to do with that. It is literally just because you look a particular way and they have a fantasy over people that look like you.
Mm-hmm.
They will go do it with anybody that looks relatively similar to you. Be more sensible and make better decisions, because we've seen the story play out too many times for us to be now still talking about things like this. Shannon should not be in a situation at all. I should not be having to even say this. It shouldn't be a conversation.
Hey, bro, that's the dark thing about it, man. It's like, why?
This shouldn't
why
be.
Why are we here? Why are we here, Shannon? I thought better of you, man. I looked at you as some kind of role model in a way. I saw as a man that just spoke his mind and didn't really allow people to shut him up when, like, in the PC moment, he could really just break the mold. He was doing that for years and he still is, but. Now you look at him and you feel like, it's tainted now, isn't it?
Successful black man, you've gone and you've been disciplined, you've been consistent, you've been able to build yourself up as an athlete, as a spokesperson, as an entrepreneur. Like, you've built yourself up with this amazing legacy and really could have made yourself, like you said, a real role model. And then this is what you got to do. Like, come on now, man. It's disappointing. The whole way through, which when you watch it back, you'll see, man, scratching my head. I'm rubbing my face. I'm stressed out for him.
I don't even know if I'm stressed out for him. As you said, he should know. He's already been in these situations, like, seen these situations go on.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And he still ended up in this. I'm just like, I don't know if this is a normal, like, trap for people that status who are black.
It is kind of a trap.
I feel like it's, that's all it is, you know? They kind of play on their, maybe their lusts and their fetishes, and then it ends up being like this. They can always bring it down to this, boil it down to that, but I just don't know, man. It is what it is, but fingers crossed things work out for the best.
I hope it's not real true, man. Please, Shannon, please make it not true, because I liked watching your stuff and with like an open heart to not have much judgment. But now you're kind of forcing me into looking at it in a different way.
Yeah. That's why I think like if you had a lot more self-love and you cared for yourself, you'd think these decisions through a bit better.
And it's mad. This man preaches about all this church stuff and my grandma said this and my grandpa told me this and all these old like sayings and that to try and live your life by. And it's literally do as I say, not as I do.
100% with that. Subconscious is more powerful than the conscious though, isn't it? So although he's saying something consciously, what's the program that's going on in your subconscious mind? And it's clearly the one that he's running by, ain't one that's coming out of his mouth. So he thinks you should live like that. He's aware that you should live like that and behave like that and so forth. But how he's actually doing so is unfortunate.
In America.
Yeah, facts. So hopefully
that's a social experiment too. So.
Yeah, so
you don't know what's going on over there, man. Trump, who is that guy, bruv? Man, I saw a picture of him posting himself as the Pope.
Oh yeah, I seen that. That was funny, bro.
Crazy one.
This guy, he's just a big troll, bro. Crazy. He's just fun. He's just like, I'm just gonna banter, do what I want, and it is what it is.
It's mad, isn't it?
That's it.
It's mad, bro. This man is a joke. It's
funny, bro.
And then you got the opposite end of the spectrum. And you got.
Have you seen? But I know you might not pay attention to politics as well too much down here. Like, I know it's not big, but Farage and that is getting a little bit of more push.
Oh, reform.
With reform.
I can see why that would happen now. Considering
society being pushed into the corner,
because they're not, they don't, because the government, innit? They don't, their government is just shitting all over them.
Yeah, I know.
They're being pushed into the corner.
But listen to this, yeah. Okay, yeah, go on. Listen to this one, yeah. Go on. One gave me a good analogy. She goes, all right, we've been living in a conservative government for 14 years prior to this, innit? Mm-hmm. She said, imagine you had a house that was actually functioning for a little piece of time for like between what, the 80s and up until the back end of the early 2000s, I think it was, or mid 2000s. And a man just broke down your yard. I said, break everything down. You got rubble. You got everything. Just rubble. Like we left with rubble now. Yeah, the Labour man. Then they come in and they're like, all right, cool. We're going to rebuild the house. But we're going to have to rebuild the house by taking money off you, man. Yeah. So you're going to be vexed. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, how else are you going to take the money? We know how he has to take the money. There's plenty of ways how else you can take the money. Yeah. But these men are so in bed at the top, they have to find ways to make it look like they're actually trying, isn't it? That's what she was like. She's like, so now imagine you're going to rebuild a house and the builder says, nah, bro, you're going to have to pay me double if I'm going to do that because I can't go there and touch that because of prior man, of what their man have done to it. Do you know what I mean? And then people are just saying, nah, I'll go elsewhere. And that's why the millionaires are just going elsewhere to other countries because they're like, right, why am I going to help rebuild this yard, fam? I could just go and do something over there, innit?
Step into the yard that's already built.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. I hear that. I hear, why the hell would I want to help rebuild this stuff? I've got everything I needed out of it while it was getting broken down. It's out now, innit? You know what I mean? I can. So yeah, I understand why people are vexed. Yeah. But you can't rebuild something out of nothing and they're going to need you lot to do, and me, I'm involved, but you're involved. We're going to need us to rebuild it. So until they get out of bed with the rich people and they say, like, we're going to have to tax them, which you do, but they're not going to.
They're not going to tax the rich people. No. They're going to continue to tax the poor people and then they're going to continue to be pushed into the corner and they're going to continue to race bait them as well. So they'll be vexed at us until these lot decide
immigration crap.
To just, that's it. That's what it is, race bait and stuff like that. But don't get twisted.
There's so many people.
This government has brought in wrongins to the country.
Yeah.
Wrongins have been brought into the country. Like, people who shouldn't be like, oh, because what they said in the statement the other day, oh, we're now going to stop people who are on the sex offender list.
Sex offender list. Now.
So all this time, they've just been letting willy-nilly people, all this bullshit happening.
Anybody want can.
Then they're pushing the race bait. I'm like, listen, you lot are still listed to your government. You lot are still paying tax. You lot are still doing all this bullshit.
But you have to, because it's wired through your funds, unfortunately.
If everyone stops, it don't matter, bro.
No, to pay tax is literally from source now, isn't it?
It will, they'll take the tax. But at the end of the day, if you're not going to work and you all just operate as you want to operate, it's, these things are going to fall apart.
No, I understand, bro. I've been talking in depth with Ella of recently about humanity, man. I've just been...
All it takes is 5,000 of these people.
I get what you mean.
And there's more than 5,000 of these people. Go to the fucking parliament, bro. Tell people you're changing legislation today. Don't even take that many of you.
Okay, 5,000 people ain't a lot of people.
That's not a lot of people.
It's not a lot of people.
What, you got more people coming together. Go up to Parliament and disrupt it. Nah, man, I see the man deal with more than that and just do nothing. And...
Of course, but you can do that. That's a small amount. But imagine all the people that are suffering in this country. Bare people, bro.
Mm.
No one's being listened to, but no one wants to get together. No one wants to do anything. So I'm like, you lot like it. You like to be
I can't wait to get my citizenship.
You like it. You like to complain. You like it. This is your life. I'm like, you don't want to help yourself. So and then Man Like Reform's going to be like, yes, we're going to do this. We're going to stop immigration. We're going to do that. And they're going to get in and do the exact
The reform can't get in without a coalition. They haven't got nowhere near about seats they need to be able to get in. So,
but these lot know how to use the English and play on their...
to be in bed with conservatives.
Their anger and their race hatred. They know how to use them.
Mm.
They use them and they're just spinning themselves in the circle. And I'm looking at it as English Caribbean man. I'm looking at it like, bruh, you lot were never like this beforehand. How have you lot got to this point?
Oh, they weren't like this. They were just,
to a degree, but there was money to
go around. There was money to go around.
That's it. They're called the brutish, the British, for a reason. Yeah, because they're a certain way.
The brutes.
You can't take the piss out of them. Like, the government has taken the piss out of them without repercussion.
Yeah, it's crazy.
There's no repercussion. These are all sitting there, we're vexed. Let's look at the Asian and the black man that this same government has brought over and fucked us over with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're vexed. Let's look at the Asian and the black man. It's just like... Bruh, deal with your people, nah?
Isn't it?
We're all trying to... We came over to help you.
Why are
We're all still building and doing what we can.
You man ain't even off this isle.
Bruh.
Go...
Crazy work.
Yeah,
you man ain't even off this island.
But I'm not going to sit here as a Caribbean British man
I ain't off this
and fight
island.
The government on my own where I'm going to be persecuted. And no. You lot don't even want to do it.
Yeah, it doesn't
matter. And I'm seeing all the shit. But as soon as you lot come together and you lot start to then go, okay... Bun this, we're gonna start dealing with the government. I'm like, all right, I'm right here with you, nigga.
Yeah,
I've been here helping you lot the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We're contributing that way. Oh, I'm gonna have to put him in a bag. Touchy.
You gotta put him away. Yeah, remember I'm taking out my cables.
Yeah, I noticed.
But what I was trying to say, bro, at the end of the day, with this how the country's trying to go. I can't wait to get my citizenship.
I hear it.
I just can't wait to get my citizenship so I can come and go as I please.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes plenty of sense. But everything what's going on, you see how you're saying like, oof. Yeah, it just makes plenty of sense that everyone needs to really get stepping. It's that time now. It's no reason.
It is indeed.
It's mash up. How did we get from Trump to reform?
He
just came.
But no, because when I was talking about Trump and you were talking about how the madness is going over there, bro, Farage is just the same thing for us over here, bro.
Oh, see, that's how we got
And
there.
Farage is just doing ahead of reform, innit? So he would just jump to any party that would take him, I can't lie, but at the moment he's just on reform. Okay. I think it was UKIP before that, sign, whatever.
I don't know.
But anyway, what's the last thing we know?
Like Ibrahim Traoré, are we going on that one?
And that's what I mean, like.
So we go to the polar opposite side.
That's what I'm saying, the complete opposite. We've gone from like these lot is just nonsense and then... Man
what
like
needs
him.
To be done?
Yeah,
but it's been so much smoke and mirrors from the West to tell you, it's bad.
Yeah, it's spinning it like it's bad for them.
It's a normal.
Well, it's definitely bad, but it's not bad at the same time because it's now equality. Privilege beforehand. Now you've just put smoke and mirrors to say like it's not going on that. So I'm gonna have to edit that because it's gonna be crazy. But you've just been and pillaging. Now you've just turned it into this, I can siphon money out of these countries.
Like nothing.
For what? Because, I choose to print money. This is what I know. French choose to print money for a lot of African countries. Mm. So therefore they take dominion over how much money, how much wealth they have. So you'll have to come out with them, you know what I mean? What's he doing?
I'm popping outside the door. Make it up now as well.
Upset.
Shush.
No, it's cool. It's
worse. No, but
out there and cool off for a little piece.
The my three are inside anyway, man. They ain't gonna come.
He wants to be outside. That's why he's meow. He's like, let me outside.
I can see it outside. And all the rest of it. Yeah, like, bro, let me outside.
That's why he's been at the window like, I want to be outside. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'll put you out there. Cool off out there for a little piece.
Makes sense.
But what was I saying? So yeah, the French control currency in a lot of African countries. I don't know if it's specific. I think Burkina Faso was one of them up until what he's been doing.
Mm.
So they print their money for them, and then like that's their currency and how they have their currency. And a lot of their gold mines and things that they get out of the minerals, natural minerals out of their country, is purely just given to the Western world without like correct, like equal value for it.
Mm-hmm.
They're just taking it for like pence on the dollar.
For the fun of it.
Or whatever it is, the currency they want to use. And the man is just getting raked over the coals, bruv. Like at the end of the day, well, what's going on?
That's why he kicked them out of the country. He's like, all right, I don't want you in the gold mines. Or wait, look, we're going to use the gold that you've been siphoning off us for so long. We're going to use that to pay off this debt from all these loans and all this infrastructure and help that you and aid. And then we're going to start to do our own. And what he's done is he bought in new machinery. He's made new factories. He's made new homes. He's started to build roads. Now he's actually doing everything that they said that couldn't be done over there without their loans. And he's doing it. And he's just, and obviously it's Ibrahim Traore for Burkina Faso, Mali as well. And what's the other one?
Niger.
Yeah. So them three are obviously operating together.
Yes.
And they're going to do what they need to do. It's just like everyone's obviously always looked down Africa. So it's like, okay, well, all of our great leaders that have come before that you lot have assassinated and said you've assassinated.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You've already admitted it. Yeah, we've assassinated. We destabilized. We've done this.
It's because the propaganda behind it allows them to say that the assassination is warranted.
Yes, that's it. And it's always been the propaganda, as you're saying. And they're trying to do the same thing to Burkina Faso. But obviously, all the most of the African the people there, they're young. So they're a bit more clued in. The older lot, it can be manipulated.
I think also because before their main source of information was the news, so it was a lot easier to indoctrinate their minds. Mm-hmm. Whereas the younger lot, it's like we have our phones, so we've got the internet, so we can see what it is.
Mm.
And when you're speaking, like when he speaks, he's not just speaking to the people of his nation or directly, he's speaking to the world.
Yeah.
So the world gets to see it. So it's like the younger generations are like, no, we can clearly see what you guys are trying to tell us on the news and whatnot is a load of rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
What's actually going on is he's actually looking after us and unifying us and actually making sure that we're actually being looked after rather than being stolen and taken advantage of. Like, it's not, because when I keep hearing him say like independence, and I was like, the independence that he's talking about isn't necessarily even, it's not even really independence. It's just independence of you guys.
Of you guys, yeah. Yeah, bro. Talk to 100%. My African fellow Africans and ask for help, bro. Like, at the end of the day, we need each other. But you, man, just don't need to come over here and intervene.
Yeah,
who asked you to be these natural police officers of the world?
Yeah.
What they of America love to call themselves peacemakers.
Yeah.
Like, we doing, fam? Like, we didn't ask you to come here and do all this crap and fill our countries with weapons to protect ourselves. What are we doing, bro?
Peace. Swear, man.
Yeah, so as you were saying, sorry.
Yeah, so that's all they've just done. They've just stabilized. Obviously, Ibrahim and those three, they're now showing the world, oh, guess what? When outside forces and influence hasn't come in and affected us, we can do great things, as our leaders previously wanted to do, but were stopped in our tracks. And we've always been looked down upon and made to be seen a certain way. And we've even been taught and indoctrinated, like internally, to be that way inclined. You know what I'm saying? Don't really look for yourself, looking for the handouts, for the loans, etc. So these same forces can keep them. And then they always come in and put their puppets in, you know, all these other countries, especially like Mandem from Kenya and all these other countries that are presidents. They just do what they want. Take what they want. They go to the European countries, get their medical healthcare, come back to their own country. No one's got enough shit. They got all the nice cars and all this. But these lot have been doing it for time. So now that this new leader's come in, doing everything right by the people, for the people, and for the land, these other African people, other African leaders are not liking it, because now they're being shown for the frauds that they actually really are on a wild, worldwide scale now as well. Not just in your little country where people know and they can't really do nothing.
Yeah.
Everyone knows now.
Facts.
Do you know what I'm saying? So now you're held accountable, not by your own people.
It's weird how we've not noticed this.
Spotlights
on you. In your face. It's been in your face for decades.
Crazy. People are ignorant, innit?
Yeah,
we know that. That's what the world
and
is.
And now you
on.
Can't be ignorant. It's like ignorance is bliss until it's not, and now it's not bliss for these individuals anyway. So it's great to see like a spotlight.
You know what it is, I feel like, is well, it's kind of hard to talk to the Western world. I wouldn't say necessarily black people, but other kind of race. I hate to stop racist, but other kind of demographics of people, other colours, other cultures. He doesn't look like the traditional leader that's been placed in Western worlds and the heads of Western worlds. And even down to China and down to other places, the man that sit there in their suits and boots, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sitting down at desks and talking about rubbish and just at the other. So people think that is the normal way of leading and that's the best way of leading. It looks the best. Mm. But when a man is in his army suit and army gear, he looks militant. So it looks like it's like a militia takeover of the country. So when they start to feed that propaganda over there,
it's easily believable.
And that's what I noticed. When people are like, what's going on over there? You know what I heard a few times, yeah?
No, go on.
People, do you remember Kony 2012? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't, go on.
They're going off.
I have no idea. I do know to some extent of what was going on. They were talking about he was making child soldiers and stuff like that.
Oh, yes. Okay, yes, I do know what you're talking about.
But I don't even think the guy was real in the end or something like that. It was all propaganda made up just to force whatever may have been going on in that country down and to say like, no, you shouldn't be doing that. However... But that's what some people were telling me, or they were reminding me when they were seeing this guy. They didn't even think he was real. They were just seeing pictures of it and then like reading what was going on underneath. And obviously they're going to push propaganda of BBC and Sky News and stuff like that. And I was like, Rod. Like you don't even actually thought yourself to go outside of what you've seen on the, and going to fight. Just type the man's name in and you'll get a little bit more information. No, that never just reminds me of Kony 2012 and that wasn't even real. So not even thinking it's real, let alone like it's actually something bad. It's not even real.
It's because they want to disregard it as not real because it's so outside of the norm, innit? It's like, what? Those people over there being organized. Those people over there being intelligent.
Nah.
Those Africans? Surely not. That doesn't fit the narrative.
That doesn't fit the narrative.
That don't make no sense.
We've been told they're just savages over there.
Don't they live in huts?
Swinging from tree to tree.
Do they even have electric? Where's their Wi-Fi come from? The trees?
Crazy.
This is like the stuff that we're hearing.
We're making jokes out of it. It's true. It could be. Crazy, no, man. It probably is true down to Americans more than us because we're more attached to our history and where we come from than they are. So we kind of know where we come from.
The reason why I do this is because like, although we are, there's still a lot of hatred sent because it's like, oh, Caribbeans, like I think of like my grandparents and like you refer to them as an African person or African descent. I'm not African. I'm St. Lucian. I'm not arguing with you.
It's not the case now, St. Lucia.
Yeah, obviously now it's changing.
It's shifting.
I'm glad that I was brought up in a sense of like, my parents were like, yeah, you're African. He's like, you may be from the Caribbean, but your roots are African.
So my parents was on that.
Yeah.
Grandparents was not on that.
My granddad was, my grandma wasn't. My grandma was completely, she's Jesus, white Jesus, Savior Christ.
Really?
100%, bro. And that's why we used to get the things like, you got bad hair because your hair's not like white. You know, you're dark, so can't stay out of the sun.
She was dark.
She's changed now. She's changed now, but she was very much indoctrinated.
Yeah, and this is what I'm saying. Like my grandmother wasn't as like dramatic with it. It wasn't so like, she didn't have any really dark skin. Nah, not really dark skin. Like not to like, I can't think of any grandchildren that dark skinned or children like that dark skin. So I think that might have played thing, but there was definitely like, white people come around to the house, let's get the good plates out. Let's get these kind of things here. Like they get like a little extra treatment and so forth. And like, even when I hear like stories of certain white people that I know that are in the community and so forth, and they tell me about the experience they had at my grandparents' house, I'm like, right, black people never got that. They would never have got that. Like, and even like when my dad would check it, like, what's she doing in here? Come out. And my grandmother would be like, no, she can stay. They can stay. They can do you know what I'm saying? Like there'd be that protection.
I think my nan's mom was like that. Nan's not like that. My nan never in a minute. Both nans never gonna do that in years. But there was favoritism on my dad's side of the family for lighter skin, I'm pretty sure, if I can remember. Not necessarily my nan, but that side of the family. And then back home, it's definitely a thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lighter skin is a thing. And then white people, they used to be like, obviously, they'll get everything. Whoa, I have a story, bro. I'll tell it another time of what happened when I was younger in St. Lucia. Literally, we just got left aside. What was I trying to say? Americans, like, because we're closer to our heritage, even though you said are still closer to our heritage than they are. They're so disconnected from the world, you know, not necessarily just where history, they're disconnected from, they don't understand what's going on in England. Yeah. So do you really think they understand what's going on in Africa?
Yeah, bruh, of course not.
They're not getting taught that in schools. I'm sorry, I'm just going to go out there and say they're not getting taught that in schools. See how we will get taught other things, like we have more of a choice. Even though our schooling systems ain't amazing, it's better than theirs with like getting to know the world.
Yeah, I think because England's so small, and also they was Great Britain. So they went over and going to this place and conquered this place.
You've got to know where we
conquered. Yeah, so because you have to know where we conquered. But it's like,
I've been reading so much history of England. There's so many places people come in and conquered England. Yeah. There ain't no English people left. Mm. Everyone from Nordic places, bro.
Came here.
From Norway, Switzerland, Sweden, Denmark. Bro, not even down to like the 1066 times and all them. The whole place was owned by somebody else. What are we talking about? I'm English.
Spanish, the French.
You're not English. The same way I come into this, I just happen to come at a later stage.
That's it.
I come in the, my family come from the 60s time. You lot just came in the 1500s time. You know what I mean? You're not from here. You know what I mean? It irks me, especially when they get, the immigrants coming over here. You were once an immigrant. You are not from this country.
But it's one rule for them, one rule for us though, isn't it? Because you look at the South Africans, for instance, the white South Africans particularly I'm talking about, you tell them that they're the ones that are born over there are not South African, they are kicking up. What do you mean I'm not South African? I'm born here. This is my country.
Your father was born here. Mm. Where was he from before that?
Us, however, born here, I'm English. You're not English. Look at you, mate.
Yeah.
Look at you, mate. English. How dare you say you're English?
None of us is English, bro.
You're English, but you're not English, are you?
You literally had that one. I'm like, what?
Neither are you, mate. Neither are you.
So like, it's funny. It's one rule for them, one rule for us, isn't it? So
they just can't see Africa. They can't see it in a way to actually be thriving without aid from the West or the East, as China and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's bonkers.
Jeff.
You have to just live outside your bubble to understand that things are meant to be equal across the world. The humans created this fiscal thing called money. What are we at the end of the day? We are all human. So that means we created it. We put it in play. So therefore, we are in debt to ourselves. We're just in debt to other countries. We created the money. We can wipe it out of existence. We can say these things don't exist anymore. We put a value to everything with this. Before, there was a value because we used to trade stuff. We still put a value to it. But now they replaced all that and they said, oh, we're going to use this paper thing called money. Mm-hmm. And now they've even changed it even to worse, brother. It's just digits on a screen. Mm-hmm. So they can just change the zero and the man's worth's gone up. Or say his company may turn over this amount of money, so he's worth this amount of much. But he doesn't have it in assets, or she doesn't have it in liquid cash. They've got it in asset. So that's how bad it is now, isn't it? You can literally say this man is worth X amount of money. But we say, oh, okay, cool, go and spend 30 billion of that to go help over there. Oh, I haven't actually got that right now.
They're not allowed to. There's also that. There's also
obviously,
the ones not
allowed, but they usually just don't have it in liquid cash.
What? Yeah. But you said everything should be fair. I don't think it should be fair. I think it should be fair chance, but I think like if your country isn't producing the minerals, isn't producing the technology, isn't producing anything, then that's not equal, right? You don't have an equal chance. So I'm just going to use England for an example. England's not known for its advanced technology. It doesn't produce any minerals. It doesn't produce any like anything for any other country, just to give an example.
It's got iron, that's about it, really. Mm-hmm. Iron, coal, it was at a point.
Is it? At a point. What's it doing for that now?
Iron is bad, big uproar because China were going to stop the last iron bloody factory down south from running because they were going to block whatever they needed to get there to keep the furnaces going. And apparently, as soon as the furnaces go off, it's done. You can't get them back on, but I don't know too much into that. But yeah, we still do iron.
Right, but overall, though, it's not.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
There you go. England's thing would be producing iron.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about these African countries where all the minerals are coming from, all these things. Without them, the technology doesn't even exist, right? But then you go over to certain Asian countries and they literally create the infrastructure that allows technology to run, and they're a lot more advanced. When you think of like China, when it comes to technology, India, when you think of technology, you think of more advanced when you think of technology, right? Mm-hmm. So you're like, okay, that's their superpower. They have to then get that in that technology, the minerals to even produce that technology from somewhere, however, right?
Mm-hmm.
So cool. That now is their niche. The niche of Africa is the minerals, for instance. That's their niche. So the people, that's not, those in England don't have a fair chance though to keep up with the mineral content that's being created and generated through Africa and the technology of that's coming from China, India, so forth. That's not fair. it's not equal. It's fair, sorry, but it's not equal. You said equal in it. I'm like, that's not equal. Everyone has equal chance, and they don't have equal chance because depending on what where you are and what you've built up and what you focus on.
Or where you're born.
And where you're born. So it's not equal. It's fair in a sense of like, that's what you've got. So that's what you have to work with.
Yeah.
I think there's like equality, I can't remember what the three things are.
Thank you.
I can't remember what the three things are, but there's three E's in it. And it's like equality is everyone's on equal terms in it. It's like, that's what you're like saying that we should all have equality. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't think we necessarily should. Those who have, should have and be able to produce. Like, so for the African people, they're producing mass amounts for everybody.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, their
country should be the leading countries of the world because without them, nothing functions anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
That's where most of the money should be pouring into because they are the ones that's literally allowing the world to run. They should be ahead, followed then by those who are. So that's the value that they're able to provide. It should be based on the value you're able to provide. So for countries, smaller countries like England and the rest of it.
That's what it is with the Middle Eastern countries.
Like, yeah, it's like, what value are you
like
providing?
UAE, Qatar and Kuwait and a few other ones like that. They obviously, because they provide so much oil, they're getting their how much they're worth, innit?
Yeah, it's like, and that's what it should be. It should be based on what your value are able to provide, not by, everyone should have. Well, I think everyone should have actually, to a certain extent at least. To a certain extent, I think everyone should have because we're all human on this planet. Why are we not all having? We all have an unlimited amount of resources.
That's what I was trying to get at. Then.
Oh, in that regard, I fully agree.
I've been saying again. That's what I've been trying to get at. At the end of the day, we're humans. Everything on this planet that we go to mine, we've just done it for our own consumption, and there's plenty of it to go around.
Yeah.
But then we created this thing called money,
and that's now helped create a division.
Yeah, you go.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, that and if that's the standpoint you're coming
that's
from,
that's what I literally was coming from. Okay, and then you were saying the fact that you have to pour money into these countries for them to be worth something, but why? We created money. It's that intertwined game of the game of life with money, and money's been thrown into it that we cannot get out of it, and we can't think of a way to ever live life without it. So but we created it.
But okay, but then the quality of life in England naturally wouldn't be as good if we followed that thing, like where what you're saying there.
Yeah, I get what you mean, innit? Yeah, but naturally, I can't wait to get my citizenship.
So you could just step out of that and go into a natural world.
I'm saying, like, I'm literally being deadly serious, bro. Like, if you didn't want me here, I would go back.
Oh, 100%.
I'll box up all my things in the studio. Sorry, it's just some four walls at the end of the day. After Rats. That, I just ship it to St. Lucia or just do it over there.
I'm with you 100%. Even when they're like, hey, get out of country, I'm like, calm.
Pay me.
I'm like, everyone, let's go.
Let's go.
All of us people of colour, let's pack up and go and let them kill themselves.
Bro, is it getting...
And run amongst themselves. Big man thing. That's what would end up happening. Yeah. When things start to stop functioning, they're just going to turn on each other.
I'm going to finish on this, yeah. I'm dead serious.
That's the only reason they turn on us. It's because we're running stuff.
He's right.
Because we're keeping things around.
But they're turning on themselves now. And it's partly because of technology, because things are getting easier. So... I was having a conversation with my Marge earlier, and I think M&S are having a cyber attacks at the moment. So I think, I'm not sure if it's still down now, but their website has been down for ages, losing a lot of money because of the cyber attacks, and they're holding them to ransom, and people have to change their passwords or everything, and all sorts of details that are on M&S.
Yeah.
So much that they could go under if this is not sorted, innit?
Mm-hmm.
But that's just them. They've been doing it to smaller companies, apparently, like around England, like smaller companies, holding them to ransom, saying, right, we've got all your bank details and everything. If you don't pay us a certain amount of money, we're just going to just take everything from your money, from your accounts. And you can't pay your people. You can't do nothing. They're done. Yeah, or block your delivery system so you can't courier things out, so you can't make money. They've been doing that to smaller companies. And now they attacked M&S. Then... I'm not going to say this is to do with AI, but they don't even know where this happened. Do you see Spain and Portugal?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Power gone.
Yeah.
Out. Right. And everybody just can't do nothing.
I'll tell you where that happened from.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
But I'm not too sure. That could have been a cyber attack at one point. I know they can do that. So if they can start to hold you to ransom with everything, what is going to be used to pay for things? Because they can obviously turn off the banks, because everything is just digital on the screen now.
That's what it was about. Yeah. Control.
Yes, 100%. But we was told that they're going to start shutting off power out. We're going to start having power out. We're going to start shutting off the power, by the way. We've been told they're going to start doing that. So the same way they told us COVID's coming, and then COVID came.
Yeah.
They told us, we're going to start shutting off the power. and now the power's starting to get shut off. So it's like, it's not a shock. When I heard it, I was like, oh, so they're actually now doing it.
Mm.
Like I've been waiting for this.
More control?
I'm not entirely sure, you know, social experiment.
I think some of these are, yeah, little testers to see how people are actually responding
in
different places. Well, just be ready, man. Just ready, be ready. Yeah. Have your little bug out bag.
Yeah.
Well, it depends where you are. Just know how to farm. Just be ready.
On home, man. I couldn't give a toss if I didn't have electricity in St. Lucia. I couldn't give a toss if I was in St. Lucia and the power went off.
Of course.
I would walk down the road and go sit in the Sulphur Spring. I walk up a little bit past the road. I got Jerusalem Falls. I got natural mineral water falling on me. I come out of there. I got plenty of things to go and do. But what are you going to say?
Plenty of food to yum.
Uploading things on hard drives as of this year. So start airdropping your things, start making sure that everything is offline on your devices, and make sure that all photos, precious videos, and everything that you've had in the last 10 years, especially on Snapchat, all saved and ready to look at in case the internet goes down.
Why not?
I've been doing that for all my life. I'm sorry.
Facts.
It's nice that you tell people to do that now. Yeah, you're right. I'm just very glad that my mom's been doing that all of our life.
I've been lazy and not done it at all. So yeah,
we talk about everything's on my laptop.
Yeah, trust me, I've not even thought about that. Mm. I'm like, yeah, I'm to get on. Do you know what it is? At this moment in time, I'm like, I don't care. But when it came back to it, like I'm like 20, 30 years, I'd think back to it and be like, I wish I had those moments.
Yeah,
like some of those moments, I wish I actually did, because I look sometimes like something pops up on certain on my phone or whatever, or I look back on my old computer and all the rest of it, and I'll scroll through my old computer and I'll see some of the stuff of us lot when we're younger. Yeah.
Mm.
Like, this thing is joked. Like, these things are joked. I forgot about these moments.
Mm.
So it's actually like, yeah, I'm actually good. Yeah, and I thank you for bringing that to the forefront of my mind.
Yeah, man. It's a good way to sign out.
Yeah, that's quite important. That's a
save your precious memories, people.
Yeah, man. Get your afros out. We love the natural hair. Shannon Sharp.
Fix up.
You're an idiot. Sort yourself out. I think you need to add an extra 20 years to that woman, 39 maybe, yeah. Mm. And Ibrahim, keep doing your thing.
Yes.
Protect this man at all costs.
Ibrahim, everyone needs to protect this brother.
And we've got demonstrations going on all across the world, so hopefully that kind of brings more information and knowledge to what's going on over there.
He's had too many attempts on his life, and he's had too many people try to take him out. Face propaganda, so we need to look after this man, keep him around, because he's doing good things and it's going to be good for all us people. It's going to be good for everybody, like not even just the people in Africa. The West is actually going to be good for the West as well. It just means that there's going to be a shift for a bit, so it's going to be a bit uncomfortable for a bit. We have to deal with a little bit of a bumpy ride over here in the West, but once we get past that bit and we get past that turbulence, it's going to be a smooth trip and it's going to be a lot better for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So that man needs to be looked after, kept alive. Security team, keep doing what you're doing because you're keeping him alive. Thank you very much.
Big shout out to the security team.
All right, signing out.
Peace.
See you next time.